Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Members of the Pella High School Class 2A State Champion Boys Soccer Team join us on today's program, including Joe Bacon, Soren Stelter, Ethan Poulter, and Ben Nelson, to talk about the big win from Saturday and what it means to be state champions. I'm Andrew Schneider alongside two of the all-tournament team players and two key players with the Class 2A state champions, Joe Bacon, Soren Stelter. First of all, how does it feel to be state champs?
It feels amazing. This is our first state championship in school history, and to be a part of that team is just an amazing feeling.
And Soren, you had the winning goal.
Yeah.
Describe what that play looked like and what it felt like once you saw that ball hit the back of the net.
I just saw it go up. I don't really know what happened before that, but I saw it in the air, and I was like, it's worth a shot. And all I heard just the crowd screaming. I didn't even look in the goal. I just knew it went in. And then the rest is just history. It's unreal.
Yeah, and then, Joe, for you, Storm Lake was one of the quickest teams you played all season. What were the keys to keeping them out of the net for the good portion of the game?
Shutting them down in the middle defensively, so that's on our sixes and our eights, but also being able to keep up with the runners on their quick one-twos and just being able to stay with them and not letting them get around us.
And when it comes to the way the defense had to perform in this entire tournament, what was it like to be back there with those other three guys and Sam, you know, shutting down some really good teams for the good portion of the tournament?
It's a great, like, feeling to be with these guys. We've been communicating better and better since the tournament started, and be able to shut down teams that are offensively amazing is just great. And I have to thank my partner here, Lucas Warner, being my partner center back for that.
This team a year ago fell to a very good Norwalk team in Substate. It was a struggle for a lot of you guys. No seniors on the team, but all of you came back. What is it like to win with this group and to know that you guys are state champions after so much hardship over the last couple years?
It feels great. It's been a process. Last year we called it our practice year because we've had to we weren't without leadership this year, but we were last year. So it's been a process, and it just feels great to be able to come this far with these guys and watch each of them grow.
Yeah, it's amazing. Coming back from last year, we knew that we had almost the exact same roster, just a couple new guys, and it's just unreal how much the team can change with just another year of practice and hard work.
Joe Bacon, Soren Stelter, congratulations on a tremendous season, state champions.
Thank you.
And we're here with Ethan Poulter and Ben Nelson, state champion soccer players. Ethan, I had a chance to talk to you first after the quarterfinals game. What does it mean to be on this journey and to end with the championship?
It's just been such an incredible journey. We're like a family, and we're all just so close. And last year, at one point, we were 2-10, so we had no seniors, so we took that kind of a rebuilding year. We called it our practice year. And then going into this season, we changed our group chat name to State Championship Year, kind of as a joke at first. But then just throughout the season, just to see everybody come together and work as hard as they possibly can each and every day in practice, and then to have it pay off like this, it's just been such an incredible journey.
And Ben, you had the tying goal. What did that play look like when it set up, and how did it feel when you saw that ball go in the net, knowing that you gave your team a big chance there to come back and win?
Ian set me up, and I thought the defender was going to kick it, but he kind of just backed away, and I shielded the ball quick. And I didn't really look at the goal or look up before I shot it. I just kind of shot it straight. And then it was like a feeling I haven't felt before. I just looked up at the crowd, and they were cheering so loud. And yeah, it was awesome.
Now, what's it like, especially when a Storm Lake team was being real physical up there, to try and find those open opportunities? And what's it like to have to really fight for those possessions?
Yeah, it's always difficult playing those teams with tough guys in the back. But we have a play we call Bolt, and I come to the ball and I do a little flick and I help Ethan or Soren's back there trying to get it, and that worked. That we did that a couple times this game, but that wasn't working either, so we just kind of had to play the ball on the ground.
And Ethan, you score within the first 2 minutes of the game. What was it like to have that possession and to get that early momentum?
Well, Storm Lake is an extremely talented team. They were undefeated throughout the whole season up until this game. And so we knew we had to get a goal in quick because they probably weren't used to being down, and just to give ourselves that little boost of momentum and hopefully get inside of their head. We knew that was just one of our main focuses, go out as hard as we possibly can right from the start to hopefully get that first goal.
And here it is after, as you mentioned, a lot of culmination with this group of guys. What does it mean to win with this group, knowing the senior class is so big and so many guys had to take a lot of losses over the last couple years?
It's just, I can't even describe it. I still haven't comprehended it. We just went into this thinking it was another game because that's how we play best. And just to see all the hard work through the guys, I've been playing with some of them since I was 5 years old. You just just know that for a lot of them, it was their last soccer game ever, and for all of us, like, we're never gonna have this team again. So to go out with a state championship and the first one for the school, it's just, I couldn't have asked for anything better.
KNIA Cable-S was broadcasting live updates from all 3 days of the Class 2A State Soccer Tournament. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.